Hey guys, it's Dan Weber again with July's podcast here. I've been getting a lot of feedback from you guys, and I literally just heard a message from one of the franchisees saying, "Hey man, just checking in to say hi. Haven't heard a podcast in a while," and I decided to get up and record right now. And what I've been wanting to talk to you guys, I have been deliberately waiting until July for, because July, this is our month of rest. This is the month where we want to regroup, restructure, start getting our systems in place for back to school, figuring out what we want to do marketing-wise, so that when August comes, we can hit the ground running. So I want to talk to you guys today about two things. One, the four quadrants of health, and two, this idea of doing a risk-free assessment week or a free trial. I think the free assessment week we've been having a lot of success with. So first, the four quadrants of health. I want you guys to be really aware of this, because whenever one of your quadrants is out of whack, it can typically lead to just, you know, being more irritable or frustrated or discontent, cranky or grumpy or whatever you want to call it. But I'll speak to me personally. The four quadrants are mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. And for me, mentally, what I like to do to keep my mental side thriving is I like to listen to inspirational videos on YouTube. I like Fearless Motivation. I like to look at art. I enjoy listening to books on tape, motivational books on tape. John Gordon's a great author. He does The Energy Bus. And also, like, whatever kind of continued learning I can do, whatever lessons I can learn from you as the franchisee or from my boss in the field or our directors back at home office, I'm always looking to grow mentally to see what I can do to take my game to the next level. Physically, I need regular exercise. Right now, I'm like in this whole zone of the Orange Theory. I just won the weight loss challenge, which is great. We'll announce that at the next Mathnasium weight loss challenge at convention. But I won the weight loss challenge for Orange Theory. And whenever I'm not like working out, whenever I'm not swimming or taking care of myself, for some people, they like to do boot camps or Camp Gladiator. I feel fat. I feel slow. I feel not as confident. So physically, take care of yourself. And if you don't know what physically looks like for you yet, then start. If you want to get back into running, start by walking. If you want to get back into walking, start by crawling. Just take it one step at a time. Put one foot in front of the other. If you want to start swimming, start by getting in the water, or at least getting close to the water. And start getting ready and put a plan in place. You know, what am I going to do starting August 1st? Spiritually, I spend a lot of time reflecting. I like to journal. The funny thing about journaling is when I journal, I usually write down a lot of my fears. And then when I go back and read the journal, none of those fears ever came to fruition. So, my acronym for fear is future events already real. Just remember that whenever you come to me with something where you're like, "I'm afraid this is going to happen," I'm going to tell you what's my acronym for fear: future events already real. And the beauty of that is that none of us can predict the future. At least I don't think any of us can, but if you can, let me know. Finally, it's the emotional side. Having healthy relationships. Get rid of those toxic people in your life. And I know someone listening to this has a toxic person in their life. And I know for a fact that one of those people is probably a family member. And those are like the hardest people to shun away, right? But you need to make that choice to take care of yourself emotionally and be around healthy relationships and be around the people that feed your positive energy. You don't need to spend time with people that bring you down. Life's too short. You spend time with people that bring you up. Surround yourself with loved ones. And that's what I do. For a while I had to stay away from watching the news because they were talking about bringing back the draft, and that was really this was a long time ago, but that was really freaking me out. And so to stay emotionally balanced, I was like, you know what? I don't need to watch this at the beginning of my day. And I stopped watching the news, and you know, I started doing a lot better. Whenever one of these quadrants isn't working, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional, I'm in a rut. And this recently happened for me when I relocated to Texas for Mathnasium. I was on the road a lot. I was driving. You know, I just got back from Chicago last year. I didn't even really get settled back into LA before I had to relocate to Texas. And I'd been on the road a lot. I'd been traveling a lot for work, which means a lot of late dinners, a lot of Cracker and Barrel. I wasn't working out. I was eating all the wrong food. And I just felt like so pudgy and slow, and I hated it. And then all of a sudden, like, that crept up to where it's like, oh, I'm not happy doing this, or I'm not happy doing that, or I'm not happy with this relationship, or I don't like doing this at work, and like all these other silly things. But the truth was I was just not happy with me because I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't working out. So make sure this month of July, please, please, please focus on your four quadrants of health. Get healthy, get ready for this insane season we're about to have for back to school, because it's going to be off hitting the ground rutting, and it's going to be insane. I cannot wait to see what you guys do this year. Finally, with July, we've got convention coming right up. I cannot wait to see you guys there. By the way, I've got an awesome breakout session where we're going to be introducing you guys to what converts. And then I'll be doing a breakout session with Danny and Lori, and we're also going to be Lori Sapochnik. We're going to be talking about how to coach conversion on the phone, and I'm going to be talking a lot about sealing the deal at the desk. So make sure you put that breakout session on your to-do list at convention. So one of the things that I've been seeing some owners have a lot of success with in the month of July the title of this podcast is Not Dry July, because July can tend to get very dry. We don't get a lot of leads, not a lot of interest. There's no competition going on. People aren't excited for back. They're not in school yet. They're not competing with their neighbors again. So it's hard. And what we can do to create some enrollments is send out a constant contact. Be like, hey, for this next week, for July 16th to July 19th or July 20th, come on in for your risk-free assessment. And you email that out to all of your leads. You send that out to all of your inactive customers, whoever you've got. You send that out to those people. And I guarantee you, people are going to schedule assessments. If you want to use some sort of scheduling software, do it. It makes it super easy when they can click to schedule. We've got centers in San Diego that scheduled, I already lost count, but like 28 assessments for Mother's Day, another 28 for Father's Day. I know another center that between two centers, she scheduled 51 assessments. So with this whole, find some sort of way that you can get people to schedule, to click to schedule and send out this email like, hey, come on in for a risk-free assessment this week of July. And if you can get them to sign up in July, you will keep them through the end of the school year. I guarantee that. So do whatever you can to get these kids in this month of July and create some business for yourself, and then focus on your rest. You know what? Don't stay late. Show up a little later, go home a little earlier. Give this a great opportunity for your instructors to take on more responsibility, your lead instructors to take on more responsibility, for your assistant directors to run the center. Give your center directors some extra time to regroup and get some rest that they definitely need. And just get pumped up for back to school. Don't forget to favorite this podcast so you can always get my updates as I release them. And as always, don't hesitate to text, call, or email me with any questions. Bye.